Surah or Chapter 36, Yasin. In the name of God, most gracious, most merciful. Yes, and the Quran most wise. Surely you are one of the messengers on a straight path. This is the revelation from the Almighty, most merciful. To warn people whose parents were never warned and therefore are totally unaware. It is already predetermined that most of them will not believe. We place around their necks shackles up to their chins. Consequently, they are locked in their disbelief. And we place a barrier in front of them and a barrier behind them, and thus we veil them, they cannot see. It is the same whether you warn them or not, they do not believe. You will be heeded only by those who uphold this message and reverence the most gracious in their privacy. Give them good news of forgiveness and a generous recompense. We will certainly revive the dead. We record everything they do during their life, as well as the consequences that continue after their death. Everything we have counted in a profound book. Cite for them the example of people in one community who receive the messengers. We sent to them too. They disbelieve them. Then we supported them by a third. They said, we are messengers to you. They said, you are no more than human beings like us. The most gracious did not reveal anything. You are really liars. They said, our Lord knows that we have been sent to you. Our sole mission is to deliver the message. They said, we consider you bad omens. Unless you refrain from this, we will surely stone you or afflict you with painful retribution. They said, your old man depends on you now that you are reminded. You are transgressing people. A man came running from the other end of the city, saying, oh, my people, follow the messengers. Follow those who do not ask you for any wage and are guided. Why should I not worship the one who initiated me? And to him is your ultimate return. Shall I set up besides him gods? If the most gracious willed any harm for me, their intercession will not help me one bit, nor can they rescue me. Then I would be totally astray. I have believed in your Lord. Please listen to me. At the time of his death, he was told, enter paradise. He said, oh, I wish my people knew that my Lord has forgiven me and made me honorable. We did not send down upon his people after him soldiers from the sky. We did not need to send them down. All it took was one blow, whereupon they were stilled. How sorry is the people's condition every time a messenger went to them. They always ridiculed him. Did they not see how many generations before them we annihilated, and how they never returned to them? Every one of them will be summoned before us. One sign for them is the dead land. We revive it and produce from it grains for their food. And we grow in it gardens of date palms and grapes. And we cause springs to gush out therein. This is to provide them with fruit and to let them manufacture what they need. Would they be thankful? Glory be to the one who created all kinds of plants from the earth, as well as themselves and other creations that they do not even know. Another sign for them is the night. We remove the daylight therefrom, whereupon they are in darkness. And the sun sets into a specific location according to the design of the Almighty, the Omniscient. And the moon we designed in stages until it becomes like an old curved sheet. The sun is never to catch up with the moon, nor does the night precede the day. Each of them is floating in its own orbit. Another sign for them is that we carried their forefathers on the loaded ark, then created the same for them to ride in. If we willed, we could have drowned them so that the screaming would not be heard, nor could they be saved. Instead, we showered them with mercy and let them enjoy for a while. Yet, when they are told, learn from your past to work righteousness for your future, that you may attain mercy. No matter what kind of sign is sent to them from their Lord, they consistently disregard it. And when they are told, give from God's provisions to you, those who disbelieve say to those who believe, why should we give to those whom God could feed if he so willed? You are really far astray. They also challenged, when will that promise come to pass if you are truthful? All they see will be one blow that overwhelms them while they dispute. They will not even have time to make a will, nor will they return to their people. The horn will be blown, whereupon they will rise from the grave and go to their Lord. They will say, woe to us who resurrected us from our death. This is what the Most Gracious has promised. The messengers were right. All it takes is one blow, whereupon they are summoned before us. On that day, no soul will be wronged in the least. You will be paid precisely for whatever you did. The dwellers of paradise will be on that day happily busy. They abide with their spouses in beautiful shade, enjoying comfortable furnishings. They will have fruits therein. They will have anything they wish. Greetings of peace from a most merciful Lord. As for you, O guilty ones, you will be set aside. Did I not covenant with you, O children of Adam, that you shall not worship the devil, that he is your most ardent enemy, that you shall worship me alone, that this the straight path. He has misled multitudes of you. Did you not possess any understanding? This is the hell that was promised for you. Today you will burn in it as a consequence of your disbelief. On that day we will seal their mouths, and their hands and feet will bear witness to everything they had done. If we will, we can veil their eyes, and thus, when they seek the path, they will not see. If we will, we can freeze them in place, thus they can neither move forward nor go back. Whomever we permit to live for a long time, we revert him to weakness. Do they not understand? We did not teach him poetry, nor should he. This is but a reminder, a profound ground, to warn everyone alive and to expose the disbelievers. Have they not seen that we created for them with our own hands livestock that they own? And we subdued them for them. Some of them they ride, and some of them they eat. They derive other benefits from them, as well as drinks. Would they not be appreciative? They set up besides God other gods. Perhaps they help them. On the contrary, they cannot help them. They end up serving them as devoted soldiers. Therefore, do not be saddened by their utterances. We are fully aware of everything they conceal and everything they declare. Does a human being not see that we created him from a tiny drop? Then he turns into a profound enemy. And he posed a question to us while forgetting his own creation. Who can resurrect the bones after they rotted? Say, the one who initiated them in the first place will resurrect them. He is fully aware of every creation. He is the one who creates for you from the green trees, fuel which you burn for light. Is not the one who created the heavens and the earth able to recreate the same? Yes, indeed, he is the creator, the omniscient. All he needs to do to carry out any command is say to it be, and it is. Therefore, glory be to the one in whose hand is the kingship over all things, and to him